Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
They said the stock market will boom if I'm elected. If he's elected, the stock market will crash.
Stocks now down $7.6 trillion since President Biden took office.
It has hit record after record after record on my watch.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You made the playoffs and beat the Brewers and Dodgers. And, you know, it's been celebrated for success in the 90s, five times World Series in a decade.
I never realized how boring this game is.
This idea that somebody is living with a lobbyist when there are 1,513 available apartments in Lansing, Michigan.
My husband and I would like to talk with you about that.
Living in the residence.
I'm living with another man.
Come and knock on our door.
Freeze company too.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. But I'm wearing a t-shirt that says, make gas cheap again. Because we have a BOGO deal going at the Howie Carr Show. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store. You could get two make gas cheap again t-shirts for the price of one. It's only good for this week or until supplies are gone. So hop on board, get some early Christmas shopping done. 844-500-4242. And while you're at HowieCarrShow.com, check out Emma Foley's new column about the Italian election, the new prime minister, 45-year-old woman named Meloni. And guess what? She's not getting a lot of love from all the people who gave so much love to Kamala Harris for crashing the glass ceiling just less than 2 years ago. All right, we're going to do some Let's Go Brandon stuff. We want to hear about your stories with inflation, shrinkflation, you know, supply chain problems. You can't get, anything. A new fender for your car. You can't get a new car because there's no chips, et cetera, et cetera. But before we do that, I just want to take a very brief moment to give you an update on the Boston City Council. You may remember that a few weeks ago, just before the primary on September the 6th, there was a big outburst, a near brawl at the Boston City Hall with the City Council, and they were all screaming and yelling at one another because Carlos Arroyo, one of the woke members of the Boston City Council, was running for district attorney, and apparently there were some police reports that he had allegedly sexually assaulted women when he was a student in high school back 15, 17 years ago. And so the reports were leaked to the Boston Globe, and Carlos Arroyo ended up losing the primary. And his supporters, his equally woke supporters, went crazy at the Boston City Council meeting, and they were screaming at the supporters of the incumbent acting district attorney. It was apparently racist what the incumbent had done, which always kind of puzzled me because the incumbent is black. So how could he be racist against someone who's Hispanic, who's i.e. white, in my opinion?
Oppo research, racist when it needs to be.
But anyway, one of the people who was going the craziest about this, about Carlos Arroyo being being denied his attempt to work as a George Soros type district attorney prosecutor and to work on defunding the police, was a woman, a freshman, first year, you can't call a freshman anymore, first year Boston City Councilor named Tania Fernandez Anderson. The who made history, according to the Boston Globe last fall, as the first African immigrant, first formerly undocumented person, meaning an illegal alien, and first Muslim to be elected to the city's legislative body. Oh, so she's a veritable local KJP, even more than KJP. Well, she's not a lesbian, but she is Muslim. So I guess it's a, you know, it's a tie for being most woke. But anyway, she do you remember some of the stuff that Tanya Fernandez Anderson was screaming at this Boston City Council meeting? Cut to.
I look forward to working together with you. Don't come for me, because if you want smoke, you get smoke. I'm not afraid of any of you.
So again, this is the first Muslim African immigrant former illegal alien on the Boston City Council. Cut three.
Everybody is boiling up. People are calling me and telling me, don't say anything. Stay in your lane. Be quiet. Sit down. You will lose your seat. They won't vote for you. Fight. Don't fight. What the do I have to do in this council in order to get respect as a black woman? And I'm going to tell you, I'm not afraid of losing the votes. I'm not afraid of the seat. I'm not afraid of anybody here.
I'm just gonna go out on a limb, Taylor, and say that there's racism afoot at Boston City Hall. Cut one.
Your votes here sometimes are racist. You move sometimes in a way that hurts my people. And then when I get up to stand up and talk, oh, all she talks about is black stuff.
As you should.
I am here to represent every single black woman and man that suffers in the community. I am not afraid to not be elected again.
Now, she said something that I didn't understand. I don't think any of us understood it at the time, but I'm about to tell you what she meant. But she talks about how she had to cut her staff down. Cut four.
I have two sons. I've made mistakes. And once I learned it, I corrected immediately because I made a stupid mistake because I brought people that were loyal to me. I had six staff. As of yesterday, I have four. That is clear for everyone to understand. When I make a mistake, I will be clear. I don't hate you as a white woman. I don't hate you as a white man. I am sick and tired of this body so stupidly racially divided, so afraid, so depraved. People with no faith because they are afraid of they're losing their advancement.
She's a unifier. She's the divider. She hates people who racially divide in the city of Boston. But you said, I used to have six people, now I have four. Well, a story came out this weekend. We now know what happened. The headline on the story, in apparent violation of state nepotism law, Boston councilor hired sister son to staff. She violated the state's law that aims to prohibit nepotism in the public sector. She hired her sister, Eileen Mercury, no relation to Freddie, on January 3rd. I guess this was when she took office as her director of constituent services, making $65,000 a year. On July 16th, Fernandez Anderson also hired her son, Louis Roca, to manage office operations and help with constituent services. So the Massachusetts law is that a public official may not hire, even if the public official is a former illegal alien, an African descent, and is a Muslim. Even those members of protected classes may not hire an immediate family member. Immediate family member defined in the statute as the employee and his spouse and their parents, children, brothers, and sisters. So the sister was making $65,000 a year while her son was making $55,000 a year. Meanwhile, Tanya Fernandez Harrison Anderson makes $103,500. I thought the way it worked is, you know, Kendra Lara hires the sister and the son, and then Tanya hires the relatives of Kendra Lara. I bet that's how you work. That's how you get around that.
That's how you're supposed to do it. Yes.
That's the traditional way that we used to do it before the emergence of a woke 844-500-4242. So it's time for Let's Go, Brandon. And when we come back, we're going to get right to it. Inflation, shrinkflation, shortages. This also would include electric bills, heating bills, et cetera, et cetera. Wow, this looks like a good day for Let's Go, Brandon. When we come back, we'll do the intro, and we'll have so much more. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
The phrase is, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
All right. This is the time of the week when we all check in with the great success of the Brandon economic plan. And you can talk about your 401ks too. I mean, that talk about shrinkflation. I mean, it's just brutal what's going on. And now all the major markets are in bear market territory. The Dow tumbled below 20% for the year. It's down 7,300 points. So we're definitely in a stock market correction, bear market, whatever you want to call it. And they still won't call it a recession because it would hurt Democrat prospects in the midterms. But we all know the situation we're in. 844-500-4242. You can also text us what you've been seeing at the supermarket or the gas station or the hardware store or anywhere, actually. You can text Howie to 617-213-1066, Howie to 617-213-1066. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. Jim from Staten Island, New York.
Yeah.
And I go to a deli to get a paleo mozzarella, 16 ounces.
Yeah.
One week, it was normally $4.99.
Yeah.
The next week went up to $7.99, $3 in a week.
$3. That's a little.
Imagine that.
That's a little more than the inch that Biden was talking about last week on 60 Minutes. Did you say anything to him?
No, we go there normally, and the prices are reasonable. Otherwise, it's just this stood out, you know. Actually, it was like kind of like a loss leader too, because that's kind of cheap here in New York. You know, $4.99 for mozzarella. But
you meant to say it was kind of cheap. Now not so cheap. All right, Jim. Thank you. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie and company, how you guys doing?
Good.
I'm here to complain about my oil bill. 2 years ago, the last year of Trump, my budget plan for my heating oil was $181 a month. The next year, first year winter of Joe, it went up to $294, and this year it's $528 a month. So thank you, Brandon.
Your oil bill went from $181 a month in 2020 to $294 a month last year, and now the plan is $528 a month?
Yes, they base it on the number of planned gallons that you use,
mm-hmm.
and so my price per gallon is $4.70 a gallon, and I locked that in because I don't know what's going to happen.
Wow. Where do you live, Mike?
Well, the property's in New Hampshire. I do rent it on Airbnb, but I've had to up my rate to help cover the extra cost. But
I would hope so.
Right now, so
no one's booking it.
But right now, it's kind of very flat right now for most Airbnb properties. A little unusual. Like right now, I should have a lot of leaf peepers up there, but it's expected to be a lousy season, so I've only got one weekend booked right now for leaf peeping. So.
So what did you raise the rent for your place?
Well, on Airbnb, I went up to $200 a night. It's a 3-bedroom, you know, detached house. It's right on a river. You know, it's a nice place. I like it a lot. That's why I bought it. Everybody considers it my second house, but I don't own a first house. I rent a very small apartment from a family member.
Good luck, Mike.
I started renting it out to help cover the cost.
Oh, I know. I know. That's why everybody, you know, rents, does it B&B, Airbnb. 844-500-4242. Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Howie, the 413 missed you over here at the Big E, but hey, we know you're coming to the 110 Grill in, at the Hoyle Gamal.
We will. We will next spring.
Yeah. Hey, so, wow. Okay. We'll start with the car tire. I have a car that, anyway, they're race tires. They're slicks. So they were back ordered. Well, first it said 2 weeks, and I ordered them on no tax day, and I just went online to look at now. Expected delivery date, January 27th, 2023. Season's over, Howie.
Wait a second. So the no tax day was in August, right?
Right. That's when I ordered them.
So you're gonna have to wait almost 6 months?
Well, yeah. Originally it said they'll be there in 2 weeks. You know, 2 weeks, direct from manufacturer ship. So they're USA tires. They're name brand and
yeah. So these aren't coming on the on the China into Long Beach or LA. You're getting them from Ohio probably or Michigan.
Right. Yeah. They're for my Brandon story though. My wife came back from her haircut last week. She you know how wives they go every weekly or not weekly every 6 weeks or something, not like us, but anyway she went she's in the chair and she said, oh, by the way, next visit will be they're going up $5 per haircut. So
God. At least with a haircut, you just wait a little while longer, right, Rambo? I mean, you could kind of, you can't do anything if they raise the price of fuel oil or gasoline, you know? You gotta have that stuff. At least you can wait a little while on the haircut. At least I can. Thanks for the call, Rambo. 844-500-4242. If you want to get on board, let's see here. Who have we got? We got talking about stuff. I'm looking for some of these other ones here. At Wegmans Markets, one of the biggest chains in upstate New York, fresh deli chicken was $2 for a half a pound. Today it is $6 for half a pound, and that's for a day-old product. Thanks again, Brandon. Thanks again, Brandon. This you know, I talked to my daughter who lives in Canton, and she said she decided to go back to Market Basket rather than Wegmans, and she said she almost cut her weekly food bill in half. I just Wegmans is okay, but it's not inexpensive. It's not maybe not as bad as Whole Foods, also known as Whole Paycheck, but it's not much better. 844-500-4242. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr. This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with 3 sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I can also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half, I repeat, half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This week, Raycon is celebrating its 5-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to $25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's 5-year anniversary sale. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's the most likely Democrat presidential nominee for 2024? Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Gavin Newsom, or AOC?
I'm going against the grain of the poll, but I'm saying Kamala Harris.
Still second to last, 9%. 4% say Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. 11% each for Joe or Pete Buttigieg. And 65% say Gavin Newsom.
Oh, what a nightmare that would be.
One of those is a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, that you're right. Anyone. By the way, Brandon had the Atlanta Braves to the White House today, and this is the same day that the White House has now said they want the Braves to change their name. I hope they get a better name than the Cleveland Guardians, formerly known as the Indians, or the Washington Commanders, formerly known as the Redskins. Those are some of the weakest names I've ever heard. 844-500-4242-603. Took my family apple picking this weekend at a local orchard. $32 for a peck of fresh picked Macintosh apples. Next time we'll go apple picking in Market Basket. Much cheaper. Thanks, Brandon. My 207. My Prince Elbow macaroni was 99 cents. Now $2.19. 603. None of the Circle K gas stations in New Hampshire can sell fountain drinks anymore because they're all out of CO2. Thanks, Brandon. Wasn't there some kind of natural emergency or something? But, you know, again, when it rains, it pours. You know, first you have inflation, then you have foreign disasters, then you have unguarded southern borders, and pretty soon there's some kind of disaster and there's no more CO2. 844-500-4242. Richie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richie.
On a side note, I'm actually driving in a car with my daughter. She used to sit in the back seat when you used to do the Wizard of Oz, and
yeah.
also when you did the a couple other ones. So, but I did want to say I went to Market Basket this weekend and I got a nice couple of things of the chicken wings, which the prices were usually 29 cents a pound, and it's god awful now. But these chicken wings look like they had polio. I've never seen chicken wings so small, and then the price is twice.
What is the price? What did it cost you for the chicken wings, Richie?
I think it was on sale for like two something for a pack, and these things were so bony, there's no meat on them. You can't get a good bite.
I never liked chicken wings. Thank you, Richie, and I'm glad you've been listening. I'm glad your daughter's been listening all these years. Maria, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maria.
Hi. Howie, how are you?
Good.
Hi. So I went to go buy diapers for my son, which they used to be $42.99 for 122 diapers, a big box of BJ's. Now they're $49.99 for 112 diapers.
$49.99 for 112, so the price went up $7 for 10 fewer diapers.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yes, thank you, Brandon. So they get you, there's no baby food, or there wasn't baby food for months. I guess maybe the supply is starting to creep back, and so they get you on the one end, and then they get you on the other end with the diapers. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello, and it is great to hear you, even though you're the emperor of hate.
Yes, I am. I'm the long-reigning emperor of hate.
And I must tell you, you do it well.
Thank you.
So I'm a professional musician. Thank you for thanking me. I'm a professional musician, and Taylor doesn't know me, but we talked a few times, and I have to buy stuff all the time. First of all, they put me out of business completely. I couldn't, nobody could play anywhere.
Right.
Secondly, now I had to buy some new stuff because, you know, my old stuff's getting old and I have to buy new stuff. So my speakers that I wanted to buy, I have to buy five of them. They used to be $399 a piece. Now they're $500 a piece. Okay? And let me tell you something. If I go up to a bar owner or a club owner or a venue and I say, well, you know, I know last year I was this price, but this year I'm going to raise my price 20%, you know, tell me to take a hike. So
right.
I'll never get this money back. I think I'm an idiot. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know what you do, Joe. You're in kind of a tough spot, you know? I mean, it's like I was saying, you know, you can put off getting a haircut, but you can't put off getting gasoline for your car. I mean, and so the guy could, you know, replace you. I hate to say it, Joe, can't he? So you're in a really tough spot. You just have to eat that. So it's going to cost you $2,500 to replace five speakers that would have cost you $2,000 before.
That's right. That's exactly correct. And it hurts. Let me tell you, it hurts.
Who do you blame?
Well, first of all, I blame the worst president in the history of the United States, whatever the heck his name is. I think it's Brandon.
Thank you, Joe. 844-500-4242.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. 413 from Rambo 413. He's, he just... called in, now he's texting in. BJ's 40-pack water was $2.99, now is $4.39.
I had to stop at the convenience store this morning. Didn't have any eggs at home. I paid $6 for a dozen eggs.
$6 for a dozen eggs?
I know
eggs?
They upcharge there at the convenience stores. I didn't want to drive all the way to the grocery store, but...
508 says, special at the supermarket this week, two dozen eggs for $6. A year ago, that would have been a joke. Now it's a bargain.
I accidentally gave the cashier three fives instead of two because I didn't have any singles. She said, oh, you gave me too much. I said, well, the way things are going, I'm going to be giving you that much for a dozen eggs soon.
Yeah, eggs is one of those things that people are really angry about. That they,
My wife's been trying to talk me into getting chickens to keep in the backyard, and I've been fighting it, but... I may have to resort to getting chickens now.
Well, the problem with getting chickens is then you have to get a coop for them or at least some wire because the they'll provide nice meals for coyotes.
You can usually, well, our yard is pretty fenced in, and you can usually find stuff for cheap on Facebook Marketplace or something like that.
Chickens.
Yeah, I used to have chickens, and I got tired of... there are a couple things I got tired of. I got tired of them eating their own eggs. And then I got tired of the coyotes eating them. That was worse, I must say. It's tough when you go out and you think you're going to pick up an egg and some coyote got through a hole in the coop and ripped off one of their heads. That's all they seem to do. 844-500-4242. But, hey, the price is going up. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? I heard one interesting stat yesterday. If you're not making at least $25 an hour, you're not going to survive in this new economy. And you tack that in with rising fuel and electricity costs. That's going to be a killer. And they're starting to do subprime loans like they did that led to the 2008 crash. And plus, we got them raising the Fed, which is going to crash the stock market and the housing market. And it's like, thanks, Brandon. And a lot of people are just clueless.
I know, you know, and they want to get this new spending bill through, and they want to give $12 billion more to Ukraine. I mean, what's that? Why are we promoting a war where one of the powers has more nuclear weapons than any other country on the planet, Steve? Does that make any sense?
Insanity. It's just insanity.
But they're all in on it, and all these stupid people still have the avatars on their social media of the Ukrainian flag. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't think they're thinking at all. They're just low info Democrat voters. Thanks for the call, Steve. Colt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Colt.
Hey, how you doing, Howie? Long time listener. I've been listening since the 90s.
Thank
you. Love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, so like, my deodorant used to be $4 for a thing of it. Now it's $7. My shampoo used to be $9. Now it's $14. I'm also a musician. I can't get picks. Guess where all the tubes for the amps come from?
China?
Russia. Most 90%, 90-95% of the tubes come from Russia. If you can get them, they've gone from like $100 for a set of four to $175, $200, $250 for a set of four. That's if you can get them. Thank you.
Good Lord. Can't you get shampoo cheaper than $14, Colt?
Well, I mean, I can if I want, but if I want to buy my shampoo, then, you know.
Yeah.
You can always find cheaper stuff.
I know. I, as a matter of fact, I was in Market Basket on Saturday or Sunday, and I was looking for some White Rain shampoo. That's my favorite. $129 for 16 ounces. I couldn't find any. It's a damn shame when you can't get White Rain shampoo for $129. What the hell's going on? What's happening here, as Mr. Garcia would say. Thanks for the call, Colt. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hello, Howie. I'd like to thank you for the work you're doing tonight. I'd like to thank Brandon for literally doubling the cost of potatoes. I'm up here in Maine. Right now, a 10-pound bag of russets at Walmart is $8.87. But I tell you, Howie, up here in Maine, one of my local farmer in Randolph that I've bought bulk potatoes from for years,
yeah.
Guess what? He couldn't get enough workers this year. God bless him to be able to have enough potatoes to sell. He only was able to grow enough for his family this year. So I'd like to thank Brandon for screwing the farmers. God bless him.
Couldn't get enough workers. They COVID didn't kill them, but it killed their work ethic. They don't want to work anymore, Lisa.
Yeah. No, and this is a family farm in Kennebec, Maine, and they're good people. I mean, these are guys, they grow all their potatoes, and then they park their truck, at a couple different corners in towns down here in southern Maine, so people are truly hard in their luck, could buy big, you're from Maine, the big oversized potatoes, they give the pretty ones to the grocery stores.
Right.
But you could do that. That's how I made it through my winter the last 2 years. I have scleroderma. I have to eat potatoes. And he's been my godsend to help me heal from it. Without his potatoes, I've had a heck of a time. I've called the Maine Potato Association. I've called Maine Farm Bureau. I'm trying to find a local farmer who can sell bulk potatoes to get a 400 to 600 pound bag. I can't.
Thanks for the call, Lisa. I always used to buy Maine potatoes when I was, because I, for obvious reasons. And I kind of got away from it when I used to buy the bags. And there'd always be a couple of nice big rocks in them.
Who put those in there?
Probably some relatives of mine. I don't know who put them in, but I just, you get a couple of bags with a couple of rocks in them, and you start buying them individually. Even before there was a whole market or anything like that, I switched away from buying the bags.
I got Fuzzy the candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter.
I got a rock.
That's me. I'm the guy who got a rock. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. In the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarshow.com. He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. This is the Let's Go Brandon segment of the show. And if you want to get a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt or a Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt, Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirts are on sale 2-for-1 right now at HowieCarsShow.com. If you click on store, Let's Go Brandon at the same normal price. And when you go to HowieCarsShow.com, check out Emma Foley's new column about the new Prime Minister of Italy and how she terrifies the elites. They hate her. She's a fascist, don't you know? 844-500-4242. Here's the week's Reddit shrinkflation stuff. Fruit Loops. We talked about this before, family size. The families are getting smaller, especially in cereal land. Fruit Loops family size has gone from 19.4 ounces to 18.4 ounces. Campbell's Soup. The cans have gotten taller, but they've gotten thinner because the Campbell's Soup can now has 0.84 ounces fewer than it used to have and when it was in the squat cans. And then there's Pure Leaf, no sugar, real brewed tea. I liked this tea for a while, you know, and then I just realized a lot of chemicals, you know, it tastes good going down, but it's like drinking soft diet soft drinks. So I stopped drinking it just as well. Pure Leaf, no sugar, used to be 18.5 ounces. Now it's 16.9 ounces. Brenda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brenda.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Hi. So Costco over here in Everett, which is close to me.
Yeah.
I used to buy Mott's apple juice.
Yeah.
You know, the 2 gallons for $9.99.
Right.
Now it's $11.69. And also the Kirkland brand of their wine. The 1.5 liters.
Yeah.
Okay, I bought a 1.5 liter of Chardonnay that used to be $6.99. Now it's $7.99. And the same thing with the 1.5 Cabernet Sauvignon, $6.99 before, $7.99 now. I was absolutely floored.
Thanks, Brandon. Brenda, Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
I listen to you every day. I'm so glad to be able to get through tonight. I have two businesses. I've been doing catering for 30 years, okay?
Yeah.
We do outdoor concessions and stuff like that. Potatoes, for instance, we do fresh cut fries at the fairs and stuff. Potatoes, 2 years ago, 50 pound bag was around $15. I bought some the other day from my distributor. $30 a 50-pound bag, okay?
Doubled, in other words.
Doubled, easily doubled. When I get my invoice for sausages, hot dogs, hamburgers, every week I've got to check it, it creeps up 5 or 10 cents a pound every week. Every week, it never changes.
Yeah, someone's saying they're just gouging us, Howie. That. You know, maybe every now and then they're gouging a little bit, but I think this is, it's beyond gouging, you know? This is a macro inflation, and macro's last name is Brandon. Sorry we didn't have a chance to get to all the calls. Let's go, Brandon! I'm Howie Carr.
I thank you all for being here, and I want you to enjoy the rest of your session.